Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
He's up there for a few seconds looking around, and then you hear a horrible, ear-splitting howling noise. It sounds like it comes from two separate sources, and the noise combines to make something that is painful to listen to. One of them is horrible to listen to, but both of them together is almost ear-splitting. And then shortly after that, you hear another horrible guttural roar, and Sarek comes clambering back down the ladder.
Okay, so
it was latched from the inside on that door, right? Mm-hmm. And I relatched that door.
He clambers down the ladder, shuts it, and relatches it.
That bad, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go back down then.
The earthbound demon, it looks like two hounds.
Yeah, it's a bit too tight quarters up there. Let's go back.
Well, not on here, over there. You can always they can see me from the top on the top of the tower, and I can see them one level down.
Well, let's go back down and let's try to get over to that area in a bit more open area, so we can move around.
Well, if it wasn't for having to clear out those other areas, I almost say us who fling stuff stay up on the top,
and everyone else. What, climbs down or tries to...
Well, either climb down or if we could head to the other route. I just don't want to split the party by having everybody go the other route.
Right.
But us
how far down is it to that landing, do you think?
It's
why don't you go up and look?
10, 15 feet down to the landing.
It's probably about 15 feet down.
I don't think the demon's going to wait for us to get to the other side.
It's probably about 15 feet down to this... and another 10 or so feet down, so you're probably looking at 25 feet down to here. About 10 or 15 feet down to here. And currently no one sees them.
Well, we have two options. We have people who can go up top here and pelt the thing while we try to work our way around it, or we can just try to work our way around. Because I'm thinking the best way to go down, if that's been flying around up there, we're not going to be able to sling up ropes and climb down.
I don't know if it was able to fly. I just saw the big demon and said, screw you.
I don't want to take that chance. But if we came back down to level 5...
Boom! The tower rumbles, and it feels like something hit the wall.
Right, let's go back down to level 5. Chop chop, moving. Back down to level 5, come on.
I'm going down.
Yeah, we'll go down.
Yeah, I'm going down.
Okay. Everybody's going down. Keep going.
Keep going down.
When are you going to stop?
Level 5.
Okay.
Seal every door we can between us and, mm-hmm. and the top.
All right. And, okay, you guys get down. And actually, so you guys are down there. And then you guys move down
one
level.
Yeah, we were there.
You guys move down one level.
Right.
All right. Right about there. You need to hold on.
Because that's when we die.
Because right down there...
No arrow slits in this tower?
Not where you are, no.
Okay.
Right down in there...
I think the horrible winch is back.
These things come bounding down the stairs.
That's what I thought.
So basically, we got one like here and the other down. And at this point, everyone needs to roll initiative.
Now, I realize it's late to ask, but the stone that made her want to jump that had been perverted from its original purpose, there was no way we could return it to its original purpose. Right?
That's a question time. For him.
It would take time. Right now, probably not.
Yeah, at this particular moment, no.
Well, that's why I said I realize it's late to ask, but...
Nah, it's never late to ask. We need to know these things. Maybe we could give it... Maybe we can force the demon to touch it and he'll jump off.
Like, oh!
Anybody want to stop him?
I think you made him mad.
Right. Come back
up here. Yeah, he's mad. He's getting back up.
Drop something on his head.
Now he's...
So oh. mad.
Keep dropping stuff on his head.
Really, really mad.
He's swearing an abyssal.
Okay. Lure the dogs over to underneath the trap door. Five. I'm going to release the big block of stone.
Hey.
Tim.
I got a 22.
Ah. Pass Eric.
I got a 22.
Popular number. Gwen.
11.
With your modifier?
Ella?
21.
Sadly, yes.
And last but not least, Sarah.
21.
So everyone except Gwen. Gwen is just stunned.
Well, I don't have any hearing, apparently.
No, you
still,
turned off
so.
His thing of touch.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but
moving around
and letting
your sense of touch is really weird.
Before I did that.
All right, Barrick and Tim, which one of you has a higher dex?
I've got a dex of 14.
I have a 16.
So he does.
Tim goes before Barrick does. Ella goes on 21. Well, between Ella and Sarek, who has the higher dex?
I have 14.
What's Ella's dex?
13.
Okay. Gwen. There we go. Okay. Kaya, you're actually up first.
Climb down.
Okay, do you climb? Because right now... Yeah, okay. It's about an... Because, yeah. There's the rope you can go down. Or how do you get out of there?
Well, could I use acrobatics to jump?
Sure.
Without getting hurt.
Make an acrobatics roll.
Working.
That's still enough to get down without hurting yourself. So, we'll say that's two squares of movement. So you still have whatever you have.
Okay.
So you'd be...
Can you move your trade germ?
Basically, you trap over them here. So you go 1, 2, 3.
Move up to one of the dogs and punch it.
Okay.
Holy water!
You don't know it's holy water.
Holy to what, exactly, you might ask.
Will a 23 hit its armor class?
Yes.
These things are not going to be nice. Let's see.
Oh. 8 damage.
Okay.
You can mark on the way.
This one?
Yep.
Killed.
All right, that was Kyle. Tim, you're up next.
Okay, can I see the dogs from where I'm at?
Where is the trapdoor in the floor?
He was in the middle.
Yeah. In the middle. Sure, you can see the one that's on Kyle.
So, would it just be a move action to go down the rope?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I will go down the rope.
Okay.
And then...
You're standing at the bottom of the rope?
Do I have any... Okay, no, that was... Okay.
And since you went down the rope, we'll say that that actually took the move.
Okay. Then I will shoot a magic missile at this one.
The one that Kaya hit?
Yep. And that would be a 21 against reflex.
That'll hit it.
And that would be a 14 damage. And then I will...
Dropping down in here, you notice that the light in here is a lot dimmer than it ought to be. Like, even though... Somebody's carrying a torch because nothing in here is lit. Even though you guys are carrying a light source, the light is a lot darker than it should be.
Okay.
Didn't we run into that before?
We did run into something evil that did that. Yeah.
Yeah, the ghost. The magical darkness.
I mean, this one you can still see through.
Actually, could also mean that,
I'm not gonna burn that
our Chicky Poo friend is back.
That's true. All right, well, that's... as a miner, I'll trigger my mage's hand.
Radiating from the dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, the dogs were kind of giving
out. The dogs themselves are cloaked in shadows. Okay. You look at them and you can't quite see them, but you know they're there. All right, is that it for you, Tim?
Yep.
All right, Beric.
I'll jump down if I can.
All right, make an acrobatics roll.
16.
Okay, you managed to land and not land on Tim.
Nah, that's fine.
That's two squares of movement. Now what are you doing?
One, two, three, four, five. Up there. That's a big move. Minor action, I'll trigger my Oath of Enmity. Because it's the only enemy adjacent to me. On it. Does a 20 hit its AC?
Yes.
6. It takes 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And I mark it.
Just for grins, Eric.
Yes.
These ash shapes are the ash statue of the demon.
Does not look like this demon.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, how much damage was that?
12.
Okay. Okay, that's Barrett. Sarek, you're up.
Thinking to trigger this block and get somebody underneath is pretty much a wasted idea, isn't it?
Well, I've got things that can... I mean, I've got a footwork lure. It would take a couple hits, but I could get it over there. Basically, I'd basically lure it under there. It would take at least 3 more turns for me to do it.
Yeah, I'll come down. And
all my other sort of movement abilities affect allies. So,
I'll come down. That's fine. I'm just going to take an athletics and drop. I'm not going to climb the rope down.
Okay. Roll it.
19.
Okay. You drop down to that problem. Dropping down will cost you 2 movement points.
So it was 2 movement either way?
No. It was a full move with a rope.
Oh, okay.
It's a full move with the rope or 2 points with the
okay.
With the jump.
Pass it, dude. So that's what? 1, 2, and then where do you want to go?
Yeah.
3.
And the edge of the stairs and attack.
Right here?
Uh-huh.
Or right here?
In the square adjacent, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Is there, from that square, is there a barrier between me and the stairs, or can I attack?
You can attack on the stairs.
Okay. I'll do a sustained strike on it.
Okay.
19 versus AC.
That will hit it.
And he takes 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And I will get...
Is it the one on the stairs that you're
hitting? The one on the stairs, yes. Okay.
Not the one that has been marked?
No, the one that has been marked.
The one that has been marked. Okay. So the one you're hitting. Okay. It is now bloody.
Or actually, sure, no, I'll take the one up top.
What? Okay. It's not bloody.
Sorry.
5 points of damage.
And I will use Miner to give rend actions. I think we're going to need rend here. Okay. Okay, so Rend was down here. Bring Rend over to here. And he'll attack the same one.
Okay.
He'll take a claw at it.
Okay, so is the one he's attacking...
The same one I attacked. Okay. The one I just marked.
All right, roll it.
11 will not hit their AC?
No.
Wait, how about an 11?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ella's up.
I think Ella at this point will cast Shield of Faith, mm-hmm. which hits everybody. Burst 5 will hit everybody. Everybody, it's plus 2 bonus to AC until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
And that's a standard action. Move action, she'll go over here.
And that's it. And Eric, if you want another table, there's a little side table in there you can take out.
Okay. If you need it, I'll get it for you.
Please. It's our TV tray in a different color.
It is our TV tray.
Excellent.
Those things are the best.
Yes, they are very useful.
Thank you. All right. So Ella does her thing. And she moves.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. At this point, an old favorite reappears.
That's what I thought would happen. There's also in the adventurer's box down at the bottom, there's various minis and...
Okay, it's okay. We'll use... This looks particularly horrible. We use her.
Yeah, I don't have my Tomb Banshee, you can't use her, so...
She actually comes drifting down through the. She comes drifting down through the ceiling, and eventually sits. Let's see. Actually, she kind of comes in through there. That's right, because he's. She comes down here.
Oh, nice! Bring it, bitch!
And everyone immediately hears. The horrible,
oh, crap.
Mad whispering.
Yes, the whispering.
But the good news is that she's actually bloodied. I mean, marker is bloodied.
All the bloody markers are down there.
Just hand them over.
Yeah. So who's she next to?
Me.
And Rend. And Kaya.
And Kaya.
And the dog. Okay. She should definitely attack the dog.
She should attack the dog.
Yeah, she should totally attack the dog.
She should, but she's not. Instead, she's reaching and attacking Sarek. Sarek, does a 23 hit your will?
My will, yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Take 6 points of psychic damage. And you will move up to your speed and make a melee basic attack against your nearest ally.
That would be
Rend or Kaya.
And if they're both adjacent to you, you may roll for it.
Actually, and me, I am adjacent to him as well.
Yeah, he's adjacent as well.
Okay, so call it. Who gets what?
1, 2, 3, 4, and Ren gets 5 and 6. 3.
Lucky me!
Alright. Clearly, Kaya is the one that brought all of this on.
Brace for impact.
And she needs some pay.
Right.
Now, the good news is that it's a melee basic attack. So, nothing special.
Right.
Not one of your greens.
25 versus AC.
Damn it, yes.
That would be 10 points of damage.
Ow. Oh, jeez.
Then she burns her action point. Who else is she next to?
Kaya and Rend.
Okay. Kaya. She turns to you. Does an 11 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay. She tries to embrace you. Says, come to me, darling.
I'm like, hell no, bitch.
Hell no, bitch.
And everyone else hears the mad whispers. And that means that basically it's an aura 3 centered on her, which I believe hits everyone. So,
hits everyone but
Ella.
Doesn't hit Ella. Okay. No. Ella is the only one who doesn't hear the bad whispers. Anybody who starts their turn within 3 spaces of her takes 5 psychic damage and is dazed, which means you get 1 action.
So everyone just automatically, at the start of our turn, takes 5.
Yes.
Okay. If we start our turn in the zone.
If you start your turn within 3 squares of her.
The whore.
Thank you.
Of Radon.
What was it?
Some kind of flying bug.
Flying bug. That was a bug.
And what says you are now
alive. Better dead than alive.
Mm-hmm. If you are within 3 turns of Radon, or 3 squares of Radon, and I think you are.
Who?
Gwen.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
You take 5 points of damage. Because more so? I recall you had turned off your sense of touch, but remained your sense of hearing remained.
Correct.
Yes.
So now you hear the mad whispers.
Okay.
And the babbling drives you slightly insane. Take 5 points of damage.
On top of what I already took?
On top of what you've already taken.
Okay.
And you only have 1 action this turn.
Okay.
So did we take the damage last round or just this round?
No.
Okay.
Just this round. Only after she shows up.
Okay.
Poison dazed bitch.
No, no. 5 psionic damage and dazed if near crazy bitch.
Okay. Nice. Straightforward. It works.
So, given that, what do you do?
Let's see, what should I do? I'm going to use my Rod of First Blood, apparently.
You always want to use that
with
your powers.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to curse her. How's that? Curse you.
Only get 1 action.
Yeah. Is that an action?
Yeah, it's a minor action.
Okay, forget it. I don't want to do that. It's the only time I remember to do it. I can't, so...
Just zap the hell out of her.
Fiery bolt.
Okay. Are you adjacent to her? Or are you adjacent to anyone? I don't see this very
adjacent close. To me.
Okay.
So I'll prep a attack of opportunity.
If you punch her, it's possible Radon might shut up.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That was horrible. I don't hit
at
all. Okay.
No,
I got a
1.
Alright. So.
Now, the Earthbound Demon goes.
Yay, Earthbound Demon! I mean,
he doesn't get an action.
He does, in fact.
No, he doesn't. It says so in the rules.
He was standing right next to him. He chose to scream his turn.
7. He does have to start with a little bit of movement down. So... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He will end up here, which provokes from, I believe, Kaya, Sarek, and eventually Rend. So, Kaya, you first.
25.
Let me go check, but I think that hits him.
There's a marker here, too.
Yes, that is quite solidly.
Can you key to him?
Yeah, I'm gonna... Oh, no, I can only do it once per round, and I've already done it. 6 plus 7. 13 damage.
Okay. Okay. And Sarek?
So is he was my attack of opportunity on...
No, that was not an attack of opportunity. Okay.
So is he actually a goat-headed demon?
Yes.
I mean, is he like just the goat head and then...
a big hairy body and reversed legs, cloven hooves.
So all that good stuff.
Yes.
26 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Nice thing to have a 3x3 zone marker.
Yeah, I don't have. I haven't created any of those yet. We could be at it some Wednesday.
8 points damage.
Okay.
And then Rand.
And actually, I have to back up for a second. You punch the demon, and the demon roars as you roll by, and bites at you. Does he 25 hit your AC?
Yes.
Points of damage.
Oh my god!
Oh.
One bloody.
Uh-oh. And it begins. Bloody!
Well, it didn't help that I smacked you for 10.
Did
so.
You bring the creepy hand?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Okay, so then you hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And now Rend, if you gave Rend actions, can't attack him. Because he moves by Rend.
I had given Rend actions because Rend had attacked last turn.
Okay, so Rend gets an opportunity attack on him. So Rend can try.
Fourteen versus AC.
That will not hit him. His AC is 17. Then he spends an action point.
I would too if actually, I was a demon.
He doesn't have to do that yet. He can punch someone next to him. I believe the only person next to him is Tim. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tim. 15, hit your AC.
No.
He tries to bite. Okay. You can burn an action point.
Well, forget everyone has +2 to your AC for this encounter.
Right.
He will burn an action point and attempt to bite you a second time. And rolls even worse.
Yay!
I'm kind of looking at him going, well, I was expecting more. And then he's going to turn around and be like, ah!
Look at him. I was expecting more. Then I'll have to give you more, mortal.
Really? Because.
And now the shadow hands get to attack.
Okay.
I just look at him and go, sad.
Suck your soul! Suck your soul!
They don't really have any place they can move.
No.
Well, you might be surprised.
They might leap off the...
No, they can't go through anything. They're not shadow hounds.
Well, the one in front of me is marked by me. I'll point that out.
And the one in front of me is marked by me.
Hmm?
The one in front of me is Tim.
As long as I get to keep my mage abilities, I'll become a shadow hound. I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, the funny thing about Shadow Hounds is that they are not fully within this realm.
They're from the Plane Shadow?
And they can do stuff like...
Go where they want?
This. That one teleports there. And this one... teleports.
They really don't like me. I'm like, what? What did I do?
So, the one Shadow Hound will try and attack Kaya. Actually, the one Shadow Hound, after it teleports, bays. And it's a close burst 5.
Ow.
Which hits everybody. So, we'll just start with Kaya. Kaya. Plus 8 versus Will. 17, hit your Will.
Yes, okay. Barely. God.
Did you add the +2?
Oh.
It's only to AC.
Only to AC.
Oh.
Or is it? I mean, you can look it up.
The shadow, the armor.
Just for AC.
AC. Only AC.
Tim, does 9 hit your Will?
No.
Eric, 23?
No. Yes.
Gwen, does a 9 hit your will?
No.
Okay. Does a 16 hit your will, Sarek?
Yes.
Okay. Does a 17 hit Ella's will?
No.
No.
And does a 13 hit Ren's will?
13, no. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So Ella and I are the only ones that didn't get hit?
I didn't get hit.
Everybody okay. who got hit
okay.
takes a -2 penalty to all defenses until the end of the Shadowhound's next turn. So if you got hit, you have a -2 penalty to all of your defenses.
Right.
And since they both teleported, they get to do extra damage on their attacks.
Yeah.
One of them goes after Kaya.
Takes a -2.
And it will take the -2.
I really don't like Kaya.
Radahna, was she affected by the bay?
No.
Okay, just...
Maybe.
But I didn't know she would be counting as ally or other.
Maybe.
She's Switzerland. Is the... She's the Swiss maid.
You, with a monster maid. Somebody with a monster maid. Hound, comma, shadow. Look at the baying and tell me whether or not it affects everyone. Or just the shadow hound enemies. My guess is it affects everyone. But, in the meantime, we'll take the -2. 27 versus AC, Kaya.
Yes, good lord.
And Kaya...
Doesn't say.
Take 8 points of damage.
I'm down to 10.
As it bites you.
It just says close burst 5.
Okay.
I would kind of assume it doesn't affect other shadow hounds beyond that.
Yeah.
Your call. Maybe not allies. Monsters can kind of do what they want.
I'm more inclined to say that they can't actually affect their own allies.
Okay. It was worth a shot just to...
The other one tries to bite at Gwen.
-2.
At -2.
Because I marked that one.
Oh, that's right. It's going to take damage if it does that, then.
No.
No?
That was with Colin.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Which is a cool ability. Now, think of the Paladin as an Avenger.
28 versus your AC world?
Crap.
Me not liking these things.
15 points of damage.
Oh.
Ow.
And we're back at the top of the round with Kaya.
I'm bloodied.
Gotta take second wind.
Actually, wait.
If the enemy makes an attack that does not include me as an immediate interrupt, I can shift one square.
Okay.
So
you'll be getting a healing surge. If you want to take that, go ahead. But
yeah, I do. Okay. I'm down to 10 of 46, so I'm still bloodied even after the healing surge with the second wind.
Okay, that works.
That gets me flanking she bitch, so.
Second wind, you get a bonus to your defenses.
Yeah.
Plus 2 to your defenses till the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Is that standard action or?
Are you bloodied?
Second wind.
Second wind is usually a standard action unless you're a dwarf.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any potions?
Yes.
Because you, as a minor action, you can down a potion, spends a healing surge, but you only heal 10.
Well, I don't. think I've got one healing potion left.
Well, if need be, what I'll do is I'll get my hand out and I'll have him pass out the other healing potions in the bag, because there's two in there.
Yeah, got one more healing potion.
So yeah, as a minor action, you can just down that and heal yourself another 10 points. Which is better than a poke in the eye with your upstick.
Well, in theory. We don't really know what's happening when you drink the healing potion. Maybe it burns like a thousand suns.
Okay. That's Kaya. Tim, you're up.
Okay, well, this is going to suck, but I got to get it away from... Okay, I take my 5 psionic damage.
Yes, that's true. Did you take 5 at the beginning of the
game? Oh, no.
I'm also dazed, so I can do one thing. So instead.
And that does not include using an action point?
It does not include using an action point. You may use an action point.
And I couldn't have used the healing potion.
Oh, that's true.
Damn. We rested for 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you should be.
All right. Full. Well, then I will just trigger my fire shroud right where I'm at to cook everybody, well, enemies.
No, everybody works.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And I step behind me.
We're like, fuck this. We're with you, Deacon. Get this asshole.
Alright. The yellow one is the demon.
Right.
This blue one is the she bitch. And then the other two are the other creatures. All right, and this is versus Fortitude.
Okay.
On the demon, that's going to be a 25.
Which, frighteningly enough, will actually hit the demon.
All right, and versus the she-bitch will be a 24.
That'll hit her.
All right, against, I guess, that one, it would be an 11. Hell, 11 against the hound.
That'll miss.
Okay, and then 11, that's not 11, that's a 14.
We'll also miss.
And then...
Ethan, there should be a second soda in there for me.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that. Right, and that one will miss. I don't remember what I rolled on that one, so we'll just do that. Alright, so... D8.
Shake that up and pass that down.
Five. 14 points of fire damage, and okay. And they take a 5 ongoing fire damage each turn until save. Then I will trigger my. I'll trigger my that, which I will then tap my Staff of Magic Missiles and trigger its daily, which will allow me to fire 2 magic missiles.
You're burning an action point?
Mm-hmm.
Only 1. Okay.
I know. It's burned. And... I will shoot the demon and she-bitch. So demon is yellow. It's almost a crit. Demon would be a 23.
Versus what?
Versus reflex.
That'll hit him.
All right. So that particular magic missile... is 14 points of damage. And hers is a 30.
That will hit her.
And that will only do 12 points of damage. And let's see if I can save. No, gonna hurt to be me. Suck to be me. A little bit, but that's okay.
Have you seen him?
Eric.
Eric holds.
I don't know.
Sarek.
I forgot I had to move out of range.
Okay, let's take a 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
And you only have one action.
Yes, I understand. So let's make the most of that action. And split the herd. With the primary target being She-Bitch. And ...18 versus AC.
That will miss her.
But I still get the secondary targets from the split herd, correct?
Depends, does it say?
Hit, strength, hit, make secondary attack, so.
No.
Okay, so there's a waste of encounter power. And that wood marker. Right. What AC did I say I hit? I said 18.
You said 18.
20, because I've got her flanked.
Okay, that would hit her.
Oh, that's true, you do have a flank.
Yep.
Okay, so she will take 12 points of damage. And then that gives me a secondary attack, which I will hit the demon with. 27 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Harsh, I'm sorry. 27 versus reflex.
Will also hit him.
He will take 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the shadow hound has a secondary attack.
I can't get comfortable. Okay. Are you okay?
18 versus reflex.
Hold on. Are you okay? You're acting like you're drunk.
18 versus reflex on the Shadow Hound?
Yes.
Which one? The one that you were punching? The one that you
were wounding? Yes, the one that he was wounding.
And I'm sorry, 18 versus reflex, you said?
Yes.
All right, yes, that does hit him.
Yeah. For 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Nice one action.
Sarek, that was it?
That was it.
Okay. All right. And at this point, Barak, you can tell me whenever you want to go. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep going. So
waiting,
feel free to interrupt.
Waiting for Ella.
All right. Ella is next.
All right. Ella
takes 5 points of damage and is dazed.
No.
Oh.
She doesn't.
Nope.
She casts Consecrated Ground, which starts at her, and then as a move action, she can move it 3 squares, which
and
she does.
And would have taken the 5 points of damage as well.
Hmm? That's what I was dithering about. I'm going to say no, because you didn't give him actions.
Okay.
Though that may be tweaked in a further
addition.
That may be tweaked later, we'll see. For now, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
She casts Consecrated Ground, and then as a standard, and then as a move action, she can move it 3 squares, which she does, and centers it on him. Verse creates a zone of sanctified ground that lasts until the end of her next turn. You can move the origin of the squares zone 3 squares as a move action.
Enemies at the start of their turns within the zone take 1d6 plus charisma modifier of radiant damage. You and any allies who are bloodied at the start of their turns within the zone regain hit points equal to 1 plus charisma modifier, which would be... you regain 5 hit points, basically.
If you're bloody.
And she can sustain this as a minor action. So that's a standard move. As a minor action, she casts Healing Word on Kaya.
Yay!
Who you gain... you can spend Healing Surge and gain additional 7 hit points. Then... she spends her action point.
Okay.
And Sacred Flames, the crazy bitch.
Okay.
does a 20 hit her reflex?
Yes.
Okay. Six. Doing a mighty 7 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And one ally she can seize, Kaya. Gains temporary hit points equal to... you gain 6 temporary hit points. Or did you make your saving throw last time? Kaya?
Saving throw?
Against the psychic damage and all that?
No, it,
there is
throw.
No saving.
Okay.
We just have to get out of... yeah, I was confused about that too.
And you hit her and the screaming stops.
Yes. Anything in that white card is in that zone, by the way.
Yay, so we don't have that anymore.
Beric will now go.
All right.
Is he still dazed?
No.
Excellent. That's what I wanted. this dog thing will get a swing at me.
Okay.
It is at a -2 because it is marked by him. You can shift as immediate interrupt action.
I'm good where I'm at. I like.
It's a what?
An 11.
Okay. I would like to get
the other one gets away. A swing at me.
This one, though, gets a 26 unless it gets any penalties.
No, it should be fine.
Take 8 points of damage.
So that's my move action. Then I will do. Can't do that. Does a 23 hit the demon's AC?
Yes.
Okay. It takes. 21 points of damage, and 10, you can shift 2 squares.
La 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 la.
Later, we weren't done yet.
No, we're done.
And then I burn an action point. Take another swing. That big nasty demon guy. 24, hit his AC?
Yep.
Mm. 27 points of damage.
Ow.
And he's marked.
Okay. That's fine. You can have the mark on that one.
All right. And Radana gets to go now. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. And she is adjacent to him. All right. All right.
Bring it.
Okay.
guess that would be you again.
She is in a consecrated ground.
Okay, so she takes some damage. And she takes ongoing fire damage.
She takes...
for it.
Six points of radiant damage.
Okay. How much radiant?
Six.
Okay. And she takes... All right. Come here, lover. Yippee. 23, get your will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 20, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Remember what you did last time?
Did I gotta attack somebody next to me?
You gotta do it again. Take 11 points of psychic damage and attack somebody next to
you. That point, it's me or Kaya.
One, three, three. It's Barrick. Three. It's Barrick. Good, that's who I wanted to attack. Well, I didn't want to attack Kaya. I mean... 13 hit your AC?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm still at the minus two. No.
I don't have you flanked, so no.
See, we could add a flanking bonus just because. No.
No.
Gwen, you're up.
Okay. Are we still taking damage or not?
No.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
It's consecrated ground.
Till the end of the Mad Wraith's next turn. Okay, no. She is not, you are not taking damage.
Okay. As a minor, I'm going to do Fiendish Resilience and get 7 hit points back.
Nice. Kaya, are you still bloody?
Then...
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.